Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like we have so much housekeeping here to take care of. We'll start with the HOA thing.
They're fine.
Then we have
fine. There.
What's fine?
HOA, everything's great. Moving on.
Ooh.
No, we can't.
It's fine.
No, we've invested too much here, Jamie.
No, I don't
we've
feel like
we've talked about this for what? A couple of weeks now. That your HOA is so outdated, and it's ran by Betty the Brute, who is just pushing her weight around over there, and
we all had a lot of words last night. We all had a lot of words. A lot of feelings were hurt. Some chick called me hateful. I was like, if being honest is hateful, please don't suppress anybody that has an opinion and call them hateful, because I have an opinion about what's really going on in this neighborhood.
Okay. Let me catch
you. You can live in Betty's bubble all you want, Christy. Those women that are all friends with Betty, it's Betty's bubble.
Let me catch people up today.
They're a Facebook page.
Yesterday, at this time, this was a big conversation.
I'm sorry, I'm angry.
Because yesterday was election day. Yesterday was the vote counting day. Mm-hmm. The ballots are in.
Yep.
Betty, who's been in charge of the HOA since World War One. Whatever. She's been there for a long time. And she drives a tough... tough job over
there.
She's
a tyrant.
She can be brutal. But anyway, so the big takeover was going to happen yesterday. And so we were going to have results this morning. It's like election day, you know? We were going to have the results. But no.
There are
no vote countings.
We have nothing.
Betty's put a halt to everything.
What?
She clamped down on the whole election.
Yeah, supposedly now, if you didn't attend any it's in the fine print. If you didn't attend any meetings over the year or something, then your vote doesn't count. How can they even do that? I was like, I believe this is illegal. I'm going to get me the strong arm. Mm-hmm.
She's like Trump. She refuses to leave office.
and she is. And not only that, this whole mail-in thing that says it's, you know, it's secret, and it's not. We put our names on it.
That mail-in thing's corrupt.
Yes, I heard.
You know, you've heard about that
heard
too, right?
That, yeah, I don't.
All right,
know.
So tired. Where do we stand here? So Betty, basically,
and her bubble bitches attacked me yesterday on Facebook.
And what do you mean?
Well, they were like, you know what? Betty's a really good person, and because of Betty, our home values all went up. Everybody's home value has gone up in the last 10 years. It's not because of Betty. I could have a shack and it went up. It's Colorado.
That's a fact. Yeah.
I'm so sick of them using that as an excuse of how wonderful she is because our home prices went up. Didn't yours go up and your house is purple?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to insult me.
You live in Barney's house. I'm just saying that you don't have an HOA.
Well, you don't have to throw an insult at me because you're upset with Betty.
I'm not. It's just that your house doubled and it's purple.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. That's not, and you don't even have Betty and her bubble right. bitches.
Now, look. Hang on.
Okay.
Let's calm down. Okay?
I am.
Betty somehow has sniffed you guys out.
Well, we have a mole.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we have a mole.
In your group.
Yep.
Somehow.
Oh, I wrote the mole.
Somebody leaked to Betty that there's a coup taking place.
Yeah.
And Betty put a mole into your group. She's been getting all this feedback mm-hmm. this entire time. And she put the kibosh on this takeover yesterday.
Yeah. So Betty has a mole. Okay. And she's very sassy. And I was like, I wrote to my other friend. I said, hey, listen. I want you to know that blankety blank is the mole. And she's like, right? Who takes up for Betty like that? I'm like, Betty and her bubble bitches, that's who. They all live in that little bubble at that end of the cul-de-sac where their houses are nicer than ours, and they have the upgrades because they bought the show homes.
Wow.
They have the nice shutters.
Here's something, too.
They don't have the Sonoma model.
Carson, you weren't here yesterday. I was shocked because on Texnado, 51059, 80% of the, I mean, we had hundreds of texts. 80% of them were on Team Betty.
But what? Let's talk about why. Yeah. Because it's
everybody. What?
Because it's me. If it would have been you or Carson or Schmidl talking about everybody, like, oh, BJ, so sad that Betty's so wrong. But oh, it's no. me. It's Jamie.
I don't know that's the case. I don't know that's the case at all.
Turns against me every time. I could talk about small puppies, and they're like, you kick puppies. We know that.
You've given a couple away.
I know, and they went to really great homes. So there. How horrible of me to give a puppy away to a wonderful, wonderful, loving home.
Yeah, they're better off.
Look, we won't go. We won't go into the puppies, okay?
All right, yeah.
Where do we stand with the coup? Is it over?
By the way, you know what one fun thing to do in your HOA is? When you have a puppy, take a baggie with you, but just let them poop in the woods. And then you put like three rocks in your baggie like you're carrying around poop.
Support for HOA Betty just went up again.
I'm just saying. Jamie,
where do we stand with the coup? Where do we stand?
I don't know.
Is the coup off the board?
No.
Betty's taking back the reins of this thing or what?
I guess next Tuesday, I guess that's when we'll get the results. I don't know why it takes this long. They wanted extra time for everybody to get their votes in because it seems to be such a sensitive time.
Well, there's missing ballots.
Well,
that they're going to find in the trunk of Betty's car. Yeah. That's what's going on.
I don't know how much I can.
That's what's going
There's
on.
There's going to be a big bonfire on Friday night. That's what's going to happen.
You know what this reminds me of? So there's a duck derby every year in different towns. Have you ever been in a part of duck derby?
No.
Okay, so it's really a cute idea. It's like for Rotary Club and stuff. My sister does it back home too. And so what you do is like at your King Supers, there's little kids and parents and they're like, would you like to buy a duck to race in the river? And you're like, yeah, I'd love to. So I bought like five ducks and they're a dollar piece, right? And so I bought like five ducks. Well, I get this phone call. The duck derby's over. I missed it. I was out of town. I get this phone call. It's like, hi, this is Samantha, and I'm with the Rotary Club, and nobody put your ducks in the river. Somebody forgot to take them out of their trunk.
A bag of ducks.
It's the same way with the ballots.
That's what I'm saying.
She's right.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to find a box.
I'm full circle with every, I'm on to everybody.
They're going to find a box of ballots, all marked Betty's name.
I know.
In the back of Betty's vehicle.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Late Sunday night, Monday.
Yeah.
And they're going to count
Everything
those.
Everything is corrupt, even a duck derby. It's all corrupt. And I said, oh, that's okay. And she goes, so you can either keep the $5 donation or we can return it to you. Well, what am I going to do? I'm not going to ask them to bring me back $5.
Yeah.
Back to the HOA. This is not all about
squirrel.
The duck derby, okay? the duck derby was years ago, okay? Let's get over the duck derby. All right, let's get back to Betty,
right. Okay.
So the HOA coup is still on, but they're on to you now. So,
but now the bubble bitches... Betty's bubble bitches are attacking me on our neighborhood group.
Oh, man.
They're saying I'm hateful. And I was like, and I told you what I said. I'm like, really? I don't feel like I'm hateful because I have an opinion. Please don't stifle my opinion and call me hateful. That's a very strong word. And then one girl, oh, my God, it's gotten crazy. And then another girl wrote, isn't it interesting? We're getting all these emails from the HOA about everything they're doing in our community. Hashtag where were you? Hashtag election time.
Yeah. That's the way it works with elections, so.
Oh, yeah. They're all there for us.
Oh, yeah.
Cory Gardner, right when, all of a sudden, I mean, like, the things he's done for the forest
right.
and stuff, awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you hear all about that leading up to an election. That's just the way it works. They tell you everything you want to hear.
Everything great.
Everything you want to hear. And then after you elect that person, it goes back to normal. Nobody cares.
No, he's going to dig up trees.
Yeah. You give... If they're going to have the results next Tuesday, by next Wednesday,
God.
Betty's not going to give a damn about you.
No, Betty.
Your house.
Listen,
she doesn't care.
All Betty's ever done is written me letters bitching at me.
Yeah.
She's never done a damn thing. But she's a volunteer. She does so much. Really? She wrote me a letter and said, you need to move all your cars off the cul-de-sac. We don't allow off-street parking. And I wrote back, Betty, I'm like, none of those cars are mine, Betty. Find a hobby.
Okay.
She hates you.
Hang on. Let me go.
I hate her.
Let me go around the room real quick here.
Okay.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
HOA coup. Who's going to win?
It feels like Betty, man.
Carson.
If darts could come out of my eyes.
Hold on. Carson, HOA coup. Who's going to win?
You lost this thing at the start, even before the start. She knew you were coming.
My money, if I had to put down the money on it, I'd put the rent. I mean, everything on Betty. Betty's going to win this thing.
All right, so are we gonna
you're done.
Are we going to do a, do you want to do a bet? Because I'm pretty good at those. So far, I've always won against you little.
Easily. You're, no way you're winning this time.
Oh, my God.
Don't start calling us names. You need to stop. You know what? You're being mean. You're hateful. You're
being hateful.
That's what that email said. You're hateful. That's you. Oh, you need to stop.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.